Thank you so much, David. I'll take it from here. How are we doing this afternoon, Lee?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I woke up today. I'm above dirt. It's a Friday, right? It's another day in paradise.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, my name is Aubrey, okay? I am one of the directors here at Local Splash. And I want to get on the line with you today to go over a few things in terms of how we're able to help take your business, lift and level concrete solutions to that next level, and actually provide first page placement here and ranking. Now, I do want to go over just a couple of details of not just the notes that David had left me, but a couple details about your current standing in business. To understand you're working with Milestone Marketing.
Was supposed to be, but I haven't heard from them in like a week and a half, and it was probably like a week and a half or 2 weeks in between calls then, and they're really hard to get a hold of, so I've been considering just telling them, like, we really haven't gotten, like, too far into anything yet, so I'm gonna, I was thinking about exploring options of just terminating the deal and not going forward, because it's basically, it's like a, they called me initially, actually, to be fair, I saw something, posted something on Facebook about, like, you know, local business owner, you need to advertise, so then I reached out, they called me back, obviously, like, immediately, and now it's, like, impossible to get a hold of them, and basically, it was, like, not cheap, you know, it wasn't a cheap thing, you know, they... their magazine subscription to, like, all of the prominent neighborhoods in our area.
Yeah,
not all of them, but, like,
yeah, I was just about
some
to
of
say,
the more affluent ones.
Yeah, they're very effective when it comes to, like, direct mail marketing and data solutions and basically, like, digital word of mouth, like you're handing out business cards. that's their bread and butter over there. Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it all sounded cool and, like, I'd be fine with it as long as, like, the business seemed kosher, but, like, so far, their business dealings have been pretty unprofessional, so I'm starting to get a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, I can understand that. It's kind of like working for Huffington Post if they had a direct mailing marketing kind of thing, right? The thing here is that they're not a Google partner, right? They don't really specialize in Google services necessarily, right? They're more for, again, direct mailing marketing, magazines, things like that. Those kind of, I don't want to call them old-timey because they are still in effect now, but pretty old-fashioned way of marketing, right? So what we do here is we specialize in all things Google. Google Guaranteed, Google Ads, local service, first page placement, of course, local service ads and things that come tethered with that. So we've been in the market here, as the leading SEO company for quite some time. So we've been partners with Google since 2008 officially in terms of Google Ads certifications. So, you know, we do maintain an optimization score of a minimum of 70%, right? This is verifiable right down to our Google partnership on our webpage here. So this proves our ability to not only set up accounts, but to set them up to perform well, right? Of course, we do have an ad spend minimum required by Google of $10,000 every 90 days minimum. Of course, that identifies new growth opportunities and sustains these opportunities on an ongoing basis for our clients. And of course, over 50% of our directors, including myself, hold our Google Ads certifications. These are requirements from Google themselves to have a partnership. This is why we're granted the trust and ability to give you the services like Google Guaranteed and true first page placement. So that's what we wanted to discuss with you today here, is that first page placement, right? So what we do here is we do create, right, if you already have a Google business profile, we get that not only unsuspended, if it is suspended, we get it unrejected, if it happens to be rejected, and then we get it verified and programmed into that first page, but maintained on that first page. So this isn't like you're going to see yourself on the first page one day, then next week you're going to see yourself on page 3, then the next day in that same week you're going to see yourself on page 4, then page 1, on another week, right? We keep your programming on that first page, and here's how we do that. So when we do a complete local optimization setup, we do individually optimize all of your keywords, which we do allow up to 20, right? This can go from geo-targeting for location, right? Smart targeting, that's your voice, AI, Siri optimizations, right? And language targeting. But we also get you included in the top five directories. So not just Google. We do run a dedicated Facebook ad campaign for you as well. We create the Bing local and the initial content for that. For people who don't use Google, they still book business through Bing, and the Apple Maps section. We do get you exposure that covers mobile devices, and then we optimize, of course, all of your keywords. But this is how companies are capitalizing on 90% of the business over the past 20 years. It's all based in keywords, right? So just typing in our analytics here, right, just basic concrete, right? You're looking at over 4,000 searches in the last 30 days. Everybody needs concrete all the time. Nobody's taking 4,000 calls, but I know you can capitalize on a percentage of these, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So we can do this by targeting those specific locations, those, of course, computers, mobile devices, but we also market towards your peak hours of business as well. When it comes to the Facebook advertising, right? It's exactly how you run into it, right? We'll be sitting here talking about, you know, wanting to get a new car or, you know, a new restaurant we want to try out. And in an hour, you're guaranteed going to see an ad for exactly what you were talking about on your Facebook feed. That's how we do your advertising campaign as well. Now, we don't make stories, right? We don't do, like, the timeline posts. They don't do, like, the befores and afters and videos and things like that. You'd still be responsible for that aspect of things when it comes to the Facebook page, but they run your dedicated targeted ad campaign. Exactly. And you have a meta team that's working constantly to keep it optimized. So it's not like they're going to make the ad, throw it out there, and then they're just sitting rocking in their chair every day while it's running. There's optimizations they have to keep going so that the area stays good, the ad itself stays good, and the linkability for your client to click it and be taken directly to your website or your Google profile is in order. Now, we do want you to be able to track all of your analytics, right? We want you to see your keywords, see how many clicks you're getting, see where people are doing these searches from. So we do provide you with your local splash dashboard. Now, with this dashboard, aside from being able to see your analytics, of course, we do allow you to see your competitors' business analytics as well, right down to their keywords. So in case, you know, you have a couple of keywords that aren't quite working out too well, but you see that your competitors have a similar keyword that's bringing in tons, you can swap those out, right? If you wanted to run promotions through all of your advertising, you can do that straight through your dashboard, and it'll project through all of your ads. And then, of course, we block spam calls from your local listing, right? People outside of your service area, virtual assistants, Google AI assistants, voiceover IPs. We block these off of your local listing so you can obviously focus on what brings in that 200% ROI work, right? Yeah. People that convert. So this is the program that we're offering today, right? The main thing about this is, and the reason why signing up today is something that may be more advantageous than you may think, is one of two things, right? The package we're talking about today is called our Platinum, right? It's everything you need to synergize an SEO listing to be as successful as possible. Our going rate for that is $599 a month, right? With a one-time $299 setup fee. Because we're on the line with you today, there's a reason for that. Google has presented us with the availability to open this position for you at a rate that's a little bit ridiculous. You're pretty relatively established when it comes to your business, so we're cutting that down to $299 a month, right? That's month to month. That's flat rate. There's no contract. There's no nickels and dimes, no hidden fees or anything like that, okay? The program does come with a one-time $99 setup fee instead of $299. So you're looking at an initial investment of $398. Then it's just $299 month to month. But with that, we're able to finally bring in that recognition, that first page placement, and start working in those organic leads for you.
I mean, it sounds really promising, but honestly, the one thing I would have to do, because I'm a brand new business and I sunk a lot of money into equipment, is I would have to really get in touch with that other marketing company and cancel my contracts with them, because I'm paying, I mean, this all sounds really promising, and I, you know, I like the sound of it, but like I told, the gentleman before I got on the phone with you, I've already sunk a lot of money into marketing. And you know, I guess you could say it's the luck of the draw, or you can place it on piss poor, research on my end. But honestly, if I would have talked to you guys before I talked to them, I definitely would have pulled the trigger. It's just right now I have to be, you know, I gotta be somewhat responsible financially, you know what I mean? And I'm really, really, really stretching the limit right now with my funds until I start pulling in some jobs. Like, I don't know. He didn't ask me to. You guys asked when the business started. But, you know, I filed with the state in February, but I didn't pick up my trailer and equipment until the end of July. And I'm just now going to be doing my I'm just now doing my first job on Monday. So, like, I don't, you know what I mean, after sinking, there's a situation that we came into financially, and we sunk, like, 90% of the money we had into the business to eliminate overhead. So I need to start generating some money to be able to sink more money into marketing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I sunk a couple thousand into marketing, but unfortunately, it was into businesses that they beat you to me, you know. But again, I don't really like what's going on with Milestone Marketing. So if I can cancel that contract and free up $3,000, then I'll jump right on it.
They're charging you $3,000 for nonsense?
Yeah, dude, probably more than that. I'm supposed to be in 7 publications. Two page spread, for a year in 7 different neighborhoods. So,
wow.
I mean, it did sound a little crazy to me, yeah, but like I said, I'm brand new to all this, man. It's a learning curve, you know?
Hey, we gotta scrape some knees to know where not to fall, right?
Exactly.
That's how we learn. We gotta burn ourselves on that stove, and then we know not to touch it.
But I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Like, and that's exactly it. You know, I can sit here and I can get down on myself and kick myself in the ass all day about it, or I can say, you know what, I fucked up, and I would like, you know, I'd like to be able to remedy this situation, and I'd much rather go with you guys. But right now, I can't, you know, I really can't just. Here's the thing, I go back in my head talking about it. It's like, I say I can't do it, but that's just me really trying to be responsible. You know what I mean? Because technically, theoretically, yeah, I could pay you that money and hope that jobs start rolling in through business ads in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But, like, if they don't, then I find myself 6 weeks from now scrambling to pay my business insurance. You know,
right. Okay, so it's the initial investment that's a bit much for you, right? In terms of fiscal responsibility, right?
Well,
obviously, you have the money to begin.
Well,
we just want to be responsible with it, right?
Yeah, and also like for instance, I understand exactly what you guys do, but I'll just for comparison, the sake of comparison, like. Angie from Angie's List has been in touch, trying to get in touch with me and then trying to get me to go with them and shit. And their thing is like, okay, pay us $4.90 a month and we can guarantee you 9 to 16 leads. Now, that doesn't mean it's a guaranteed job, but my thing with you guys is like, I understand that you keep me on the front page, but that's not guaranteeing me work. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I would basically be paying you guys $300 a month just so that my name's on Google. That's not guaranteeing me nothing.
Right. And that's why I was going over the baseline minimum returns that our clients across the board see, right? Which is a minimum of 200% ROI. But now if we're talking about Angie, right? Let me give you a little details on directories, okay? And it's not just Angie. It's Angie, Thumbtack, House, right? Yelp, they all do the same thing. They buy their leads from Google, right? Of course they have to make their money back on those leads, so they'll get 10 to 20 contractors in one given area and drop one of those leads in between you all, right? All of you are going to get that text message. All of you are going to get charged for that lead. One of you may get it if you're lucky. There are people we have now that I had to go through a crazy situation where they were talking to me about getting the service while standing in line at somebody's house behind other contractors all trying to outbid each other, right? This is directory.
Wow.
What we have here, and this may be more of an auspicious call than you had originally, you know, thought, is we do have the ability to grant you Google Guaranteed. I'm sure you've at least seen Google Guaranteed on Google before, correct? The green check mark, Google Verified?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, so what this is Google's pay-per-qualified lead program. Exactly what I'm saying, I'll break down for you in just a second. The major benefit of these leads is they're calling you directly. There's no text message being sent to us that we send out to you for you to follow up on somebody. When your phone rings and it says LSA lead on your phone, that is somebody hearing your ringtone and waiting for you to pick up to discuss business. The thing about this is that when we say a qualified lead, if you make the quote, estimate, or appointment on the phone with that living, breathing being to go get that work done, that's a qualified lead, right? Anything outside of that is not qualified. There is no middleman of you got charged because somebody texted you from 30, 40, 50 miles outside of your service radius and you have to pay for it anyway. And you got to go through a dispute. We cut out all of that, right? We don't share these leads. We don't work with your competitors. Just the same as your local listing. Once we close that out, the concrete category is closed for local first page placement under local splash. This is what allows you to take advantage of these exclusive organic or pay-per-leads, right? The thing about Google Guaranteed is it's in depth. They do a background check, right? They're only looking for felonies. They're only going back 7 years. They don't care about DUIs or misdemeanors. I assume you haven't committed any felonies in the last 7 years.
Yeah, not in the last 7.
All right, perfect. Hey, that's all I need to know.
I have a record, and it's not a very good one, but my last conviction was 2016.
Okay, yeah, you're good then. You're good. So that 7-year mark, right, and they do an insurance check and a license check as well, right? They want to make sure it's up to date. They want to make sure your insurance at least meets the minimum. Most of our clients have $1 to $2 million in insurance just by state. Right, state requirements, but the minimum for Google is
$250,000. Okay. I don't know if this will be a hiccup, but I don't do anything structural because that alleviates me from having to have a license because I don't have a state license yet.
Yeah, no problem. Because that's actually something I picked up on earlier in our conversation, and there's an option that I wanted to discuss with you, not necessarily in taking on now. I know, you know, money's a tight thing for you, but it's something that, in my expert opinion, is good for a somewhat niche market like yours, because, you know, we do things like epoxy, right? That's a niche market when it comes to concrete. There are some people that do I can't remember what it's called. It's like a foam
that's
kind of material that they... Oh, that's what you do. Okay, fantastic.
I do. I lift sunken concrete using polyurethane foam.
Polyurethane, that's the word. Okay.
Yeah.
So for a specific niche kind of contracting like that, there's Google Ads, right? But the thing here is that with Google Ads, it's very specific targeting for your audience, right? We don't just put concrete on your Google advertising and bring in anybody who wants concrete. We target a specific audience, right? So that's what creates the ability to be able to bring in the they're prospects, not necessarily called leads, but people are more in tune with the word leads. It brings in those leads for the people that are looking for that specific type of work, right? And it also allows you to reach outside of your regular service area. So let's say, you know, you want, you'll go somewhere outside of your normal range if the money's right. Google Ads allows you to reach out there without having to, you know, expand a radius through your local listing, right? Your local listing only goes 150 miles in every direction. So if you wanted to reach outside of that, right, in the next city, because you know that's where, you know, the real good plays are a lot of the time, Google Ads will reach that space for you. The, we do start you off at a minimum. It is pay-per-click. The thing about Google Ads is that we do cap your spend depending on where you're starting at, right? So for the minimum beginning is 300. Let's say you wanted to, you got through all of your clicks in a week, right? You got the calls. Now you're just kind of wanting to bring in more viewing, more organic leads and more of those specific targets. You can up that spend. However, we will not allow you to spend more than the spend you have set, which is a big thing that a lot of people who create Google Ads on their own struggle with, right? They overspend, their keywords aren't optimized properly, the targeting is all over the place, they're getting calls from California and they live in Florida, right? It's costly to make mistakes on Google Ads.
I did something stupid like that the first time I paid for a boost on Facebook. I realized that I didn't target my audience and like people from like, I'm in Florida, people from like Washington State were like, oh, this is cool. I'm like,
why? You know what I'm saying?
And then like, and then somebody was nice enough to be like, dude, why are you spending money on Facebook ads for like the whole country? I was like, damn. Good point. And then I figured it out. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. So the thing about us here is that we give you specialized teams, right? It's not like you have one account manager that's handling all of the optimization for your Google listing, all of the advertising for your Facebook, and then anything you need in terms of getting the promotions going, getting this, doing this change, right? You have dedicated teams. So your Google team handles all of your optimization and what keeps your ranking in that first page, right? Engagement with reviews, constantly keeping your coding updated for your programming, always making sure your geo, language, and smart targeting are up to date, even down to your website interactions. These are what affect your ranking on Google as a whole. This is what we work on with an individual specialized team to make sure that first page placement stays there. Now, once you do have things like Google Guaranteed, it's game over, right? For everybody in that area, because now you're taking on the qualified leads. You can dump Angie, right, or Yelp or Thumbtack. Forget about third parties and work with somebody who's here to partner with you, not third party for you, right? Everything we do here, we don't tether our name to it. Right. When we make your website, it's not a localsplash.com/liftandlevelconcrete solutions. Right. It's liftandlevel.com.net.services, whatever it is, the name or domain that you want that name to be. When we create your listing, there's no made by local splash at the bottom of your listing. We want everything to be organic. Just like we partner with Google, we partner with small and medium businesses to make that happen.
Hello.
All right. I mean, if it'll help, right? Cause I do want you to be able to, you know, take advantage of this as even if it's just baby steps, right? Would adjusting the initial investment help you? Like, I can't do anything crazy, like bring it down to $100 or anything, right?
Hello. But, hello. Yep. Hey, hello?
Can you hear me? Yes.
No, you're breaking up. I lost you when you were saying something about help, if I can help in baby steps or something.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you only lost me in the last couple of seconds. Thank goodness. Okay.
Well,
so,
I was breaking up a little before that, but, you know, I'm trying to follow along.
Hey, I want all information to be, you know, clear and concise. We're not here to, you know, give you half answers and have you not knowing what's going on here. So if there's anything that you missed, let me know. We can go back over that. But in terms of what I was saying a moment ago, as I was asking, if we adjust the initial investment for you, right, the in-the-door costs and things like that, is that something that'll help you out a little more? 'Cause what I was thinking here is I could remove the setup fee, okay, the $99 setup fee, and possibly pull an extra $50 off that initial investment, right? So it'll be $249 in the door. Is that something that helps you in terms of...
Hold on. Hello?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hey, sorry. So, yeah, you were saying, I think I started losing you again, and then maybe I cut you off, so you stopped. You might be able to get rid of the initial investment and knock another 50 off for, now is that just for, like, that's basically where you start breaking up again, if you want to just continue.
Yeah, so I can remove the $99 setup fee, right, the one-time setup fee, and possibly, you know, take another $50 off of your initial investment in terms of getting started. Is that something that'll help out a little bit more, right? Basically pulling off $150 off your initial investment, so it's like $249 in the door.
Yeah, because, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be rude. You know, I know
Absolutely.
That you guys... I know that you have to make it sound like alluring, but I'm also 35 and I do understand the age of technology. And if you guys really are going to do everything you're talking about, then it does sound like it might be the most lucrative marketing thing I can go for. So, I mean, it is, yeah, I mean, you're pulling me in, that's for sure. You're tightening the rope. I'll give you that much. Cause I'm telling you, man, like, I really, really want to explore, especially now that I'm on the phone with you, I'm almost positive that they said there's no, I can't think of the word. Like, I'm not locked into a year-long contract with this milestone marketing. So I really want to try and see if I can't just, I really would like to go with you guys, because that's one of, like, my biggest things. That's what I keep thinking about, and that's why I'm getting so upset about this marketing. Like, I'll be honest with you, dude, I don't really give a shit about the magazines. Like, I went for it because I need marketing, but they sold me on
exactly.
the Google part, and now they're
yeah.
not even doing anything about it. So it's like, yeah.
So they sure got that magazine out there.
Yeah, well, and then that's the other thing, dude. I don't even want to admit it to you, but it's not even that. It's a quarterly magazine. So it's not even like I'm getting ads 12
no.
times a month, you know?
Oh,
yeah,
my
dude,
goodness.
Yeah. I know.
I can't blame you. Like I said, I know you're new in business. It's a learning experience.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like you said about the scraped knees. I'm like, I'm starting to do my research. I'm like, you know, I got my rig. I'm like, okay, I need to start getting some marketing, get my name out there, blah, blah, blah. And then these people are like, they're like one of the first people I talk to, you know, and they're like, oh, we get you in Venetian Bay and the fly-in and, you know, all these super, super rich communities and shit. And I'm like, you know what? That sounds pretty good, man. That might be pretty lucrative. And, like, for a while it seemed all right, but now that, like, I'm getting calls from other companies and on top of that, I haven't even heard from these guys. I'm like, what the hell am I doing? But, you know, it's a learning experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, and honestly, you're a little earlier than most, right? There's people out there been in business 20 years, gone through the Angie thing, been through the Thumbtack situation, House, and I'm not even Angie, Home Advisor, because that's before they even changed their name. And when they get to us, right? When now a Google partner's calling, like we're the leading in the industry, they're so soured by what's happened in the past, they don't see the opportunity in front of them, right? And I get that, right?
Especially
when you're a business,
you
receive a million calls. I get it.
Yes. Well, especially when you said that Angie and them buy all their leads from you. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? But
that's crazy.
That's Capital America, man. You know, now that I'm getting into business, like, that's just the way it works, man.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Anyway,
it's good to learn early.
I mean,
so at least you got the right foot in the door, even if you tripped the first time.
Yeah. All right. So so my next question then would be, how long, if I give you a payment today, how long is it going to be until I have something on Google? Like, I know you probably can't guarantee it, like a time frame, because of Google's, you know, whatever their, what do you want to call, they probably have like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like the way they go about things or whatever, protocols and stuff. But basically, if I can remember correctly, basically I filed for all the state for, you know, to become we're a small corporation and blah, blah, blah. And so I went to Google and I made like a Google thing and, you know, I thought I did everything proper. But then they came back and, I mean, honestly, it'll only take me a second. So let me just pull it up and read it.
Absolutely. Was it like a rejection or a suspension?
Yeah, I can't recall if it was a rejection or if they said that there was more information needed to be verified or
advanced verification.
Welcome to Google. Oh well, shit. I haven't gone back to this email in forever, and now there's a link to it that says complete your Google profile, so maybe they approved it. But either way, I can't do all the stuff y'all do, so that's not going to deter me from, don't worry about that. Because I know I can't do all that Google, and that's the other thing, you know, when it, like I said a few times already, now that I'm starting to learn business, you know, you just, in certain areas and aspects, you just have to foot the bill. Just spend the money to make sure you're doing it the right way. And that's what I've been trying to do since I started this endeavor. And that's one of the things I keep trying to tell myself is, even though I'm really starting to cut it close on finances, I'm like, yeah, but like, just stick it out because you're doing everything the right way. You know, and if I just manage to do it all the right way, then hopefully at the end of the day, even if things get a little tight for a minute, it will all work out. So,
exactly. It just
with
the right people. In terms of a timeline, we actually do have a pretty stable timeline to actually provide for you here, right? So within your first 3 days, like the moment you sign on with us, I set you what's called a client interview. So this is about 45 minutes. You meet with your Google team, your Meta team, and your account manager, and they go through your content editing and quality control. Right, they want all of that to be done. Any documents we may need, anything that'll get that smoothly running for you, they go over all of that. Okay, by the end of your first week, you have your directory submissions. So your advanced Yelp, your Bing Local, your Apple Maps, and your Facebook ads are beginning their creation. By the end of your second week, so probably like day 12, day 13 in that area, splash page is done, and your Facebook ads are already live and running. By that 45th day, which is half of the industry standard, great as that may be, you're seeing that first page placement, right? And then after that, it's just ongoing maintenance of that first page and ongoing reporting for you. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I have a question for you. Is there any way I could be incredibly rude and ask you to call me back in about 10 minutes, because I need to run into the bank, but I am very interested, and you're probably going to make a skip, give me in. So, if we could finish. Yeah, I mean, if that works, that would be best for me. If you could just call me back in a couple minutes, maybe like 10 minutes, and then we'll finish the call, and I'll give you a payment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless
you want to go over like business information, right? Make sure all of your, you know, like LLC, business location, address, things like that. I want to make sure all of that's good first before we go into anything like billing, okay?
All right, yeah, perfect. So, yeah, if you can, if you could, just give me a call back in like 10 minutes.
Absolutely. I'll go ahead and set it on my calendar now.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Lee. We'll talk in a moment.
All right. All right. Bye.